Welcome to podcast of Splash Gain, award-winning education technology company working on digital assessment, remote proctoring and AI. Software technology platforms of Splash Gain are being used by hundreds of customers with success worldwide. Swapnil, founder and director of Splash Gain, is discussing about the impact of online assessment on the educational sector in the year 2021. Over to Swapnil.
Thank you for joining today's podcast. Today we are having a discussion about impact of online assessment on the education sector that is going to happen in the coming current year 2021. Beginning of the digital era has accelerated the process of adopting various platforms which can help different activities online. Social distancing norm has resulted in a drastic change in education delivery, educational processes like classroom sessions or even exam sessions. Everything is happening in an online mode. There are many sectors, industry, institutions are adopting online mode for carrying out their various day-to-day activities. Education sector is definitely one of the most important sectors which have willingly accepted online platform for online education as well as online examination purpose. There are certain platforms which help in conducting courses, classes, assessment. These platforms are developed using most innovative technology which offers various benefits. So let us try and understand what are the things which are essential for the online assessment system in the current era of social distancing now. Secure browser, it is very critical feature which is used to disallow candidate from opening any other window or browser during online examination activity. So whenever candidate tries to open the exam window, only examination window is allowed to be open. If candidate tries to open any other window during online examination activity, then secure browser can prevent user from opening other window. Then IP address based proctoring. So you can also have additional authentication or mechanism where you can use IP address of the user in order to allow or disallow online examination access. Plus, image-based proctoring is a technique which is very useful to conduct online exam in an environment having limited internet connectivity. So, in this context, system checks every photo. System captures the photograph of the candidate after certain time interval, like 15 seconds, 5 seconds, or 30 seconds, and it can be compared with the actual photograph of the candidate who is registered for the exam, and any discrepancy associated with that photograph can be easily recorded as an exam malpractice. And as an exam administrator, you can get detailed analytics as well as reports associated with image-based proctored exam. Similarly, video proctoring is also quite useful where there is a decent internet connectivity and supervisor can monitor entire examination activity including candidate activity as well as exam screen activity live. Even there is a facility available where remote proctor can initiate live chat with the users who are attempting the exam. There are also facilities available to pause, terminate or resume online exam of remote users. Audio proctoring is another mechanism which helps to capture the sound around the candidate who is attempting the exam. So if candidate is speaking while attempting the exam, then such a noise can be easily captured in the system and proctor can anyway initiate or record it as exam malpractice. AI-driven remote proctoring also provides supports for the object detection. So any suspicious movement such as referring to books, notebooks, electronic devices can be easily detected by online assessment portal. Another key feature associated with AI-driven remote proctoring is object detection. So if any candidate is using books, notebooks or any electronic devices during online examination process, then system can easily detect such object and it will be flagged as an exam malpractice. Even there are various advanced facial recognition algorithms which are available which can easily verify identity associated with the candidate by using web camera attached to the system. So all those mechanisms including even live chat So live chat can also be empowered with the chatbot feature, where you can easily send notifications or broadcast certain messages to the candidate while attending the exam. So all such features, including AI-driven remote proctoring, facial recognition, object detection, live chat, can help you to conduct a remote online exam in a secure manner. There are many universities, school colleges which have already adopted this platform, and they are conducting exam for candidates situated at multiple cities, multiple locations, or even multiple countries as well. So there are quite a few advantages associated with such a system. Such systems are there is no location constraint. So exam can be given from the any location worldwide. Even they can be exams can be attempted by any internet-based devices such as computer, laptop, tablet, mobile phones. There is also facility of on-screen evaluation system, which enables examiners to check the subjective answers online. Answer sheets can be downloaded uploaded by the students, and it can be viewed by the examiners, as everything is stored in a cloud environment. Assessment systems are quite scalable, which can help you to manage concurrent of thousands of or 10,000s of sessions at the same time. It also benefits in terms of result generation, because result generation is quite a tricky task if you conduct manual examination process. But because of online examination process, it becomes quite a simpler task. So education sector is certainly adopting examination process, and they are finding it beneficial and cost effective for shifting their pen and paper based exam in an online mode. So after this pandemic going to get eliminated from the world, adoption associated with technology is likely to get accelerated in the education sector. Apart from live classes or classroom-based education, technology is definitely going to empower, which will help you to conduct AI-driven online assessments with the help of proctoring technology. Examiners are also finding it easy to evaluate subjective exams or subjective answer scripts online, and because they are able to save a lot of time associated with evaluation process, and on-screen evaluation process is also empowered with the quick result generation process. It also helps to evaluate answer sheets in a record time. Along with that, accuracy associated with evaluation can also be drastically improved because of online subjective exam evaluation process. So definitely education sector is gearing up for various tools and techniques for digital question paper generation, or they are trying to eliminate exam centers so that candidates can easily attempt exams remotely in a secure manner. Have you found out any tools, any new techniques which are helping education institutions to conduct online exams? Definitely you can share it with us. We have been working with various education institutes, universities across the world, and we have conducted millions of remote proctored exams, and we have currently integrating our online examination platform with various service providers or learning management systems, LMS. So that they can easily integrate such a remote proctored secure online exam process within their educational delivery process.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Do not forget to rate, review our podcast. We would be back with an exciting episode in the next week. Bye for now.